toilet war. A major battle seemed likely before dawn yesterday in the Rotterdam Avenue area as a 1,200-strong police force moved into place. Among them were three companies of Border Patrol police, equipped with bulletproof vests, batons, and shields. Their mission was to provide protection for City Hall staff to remove all 48 makeshift toilets installed by the People's Alliance for Democracy near the Education Ministry headquarters for its protest site on Makawan Rangsan Bridge. The city workers had been trying without success to remove the toilets, but this time it was supposed to be different. The police force began approaching the protest site at about 5 a.m., causing panic among the group's members, most of them middle-aged women. As the Border Patrol police neared the backstage of the PAD, angry demonstrators moved in metal barriers to stop them. PAD speakers went up on the stage and called for backup from PAD sympathizers who were watching the live broadcast of the demonstration on TV. At 6:30 a.m., more PAD supporters turned up to join their fellow protesters, but were blocked by the police. No clashes were reported. Two police officers were slightly injured by bottles and other objects hurled by some protesters, police spokesman Biya Utayo said. Police are checking security camera footage to take legal action against the culprits. Police Major General Biya said the police were not demanding that the protesters vacate their rally site completely. But they were asking protesters to unblock part of the road to allow vendors to set up their stalls for the Red Cross Fair, which is due to begin on March 30th. Metropolitan Police Division 1 Chief Wee Chai Sung Papai was sent to talk with two PAD Corps leaders, Cham Long Si Murang and Patom Pong Kisoan Suk, at about 9 a.m. They refused to comply with the officer's request. The toilets are still there.